B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Morning.
How about a Thursday for you?
Already.
And not just any Thursday, a Thursday where the high temperature is supposed to be 97 degrees today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I sat by the pool yesterday, and I put my feet in the water, and it was like a bath.
Oh, really?
It was warm, man.
Usually, a lot of the neighborhoods and stuff will extend pool hours because it's supposed to be, you know, so warm. But yeah. I don't know. Mine hasn't sent out a message saying that the pool has been extended.
Really?
So I'll have to just go to Roy's. Yeah, closed last Sunday was the last day.
Oh. I think this weekend is our last weekend.
Yeah, maybe I'll just come over.
Hey, come on over, man. Yeah. Let's go swimming.
I would love to.
Yep.
Believe me, today I have to leave work like right at 10 and go home because our nanny's not available to watch the baby. Mm-hmm. So Amanda is staying home from work till I get home. Then we're doing the switcheroo.
Yeah.
I got to kill time with a one-year-old. You know?
Bring the one-year-old over to the
I might. Be careful what you ask for.
And then, we keep our pool until it gets cold, man. We keep our pool open until it gets cold.
Yeah, that's cool. A rooftop pool over at Roy's place, so that's nice.
Do they winterize your pool, or is it just full all the time?
It's always going year-round. You just can't swim in it in the winter, you know.
Too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight, the Panthers play the Tampa Bay Bucks here at the bank, so Roy's excited for that.
Yeah, I can't wait for the gridlock traffic in Charlotte. It's going to be a flipping hoot.
Is there a lot of traffic around you, like it's when it's game day?
Yes.
Or game night?
It's stupid busy. And then, like, the people are even stupider because they they hop on those little scooters and they dart through traffic.
Yeah.
Because everyone's trying to head towards the stadium.
That's your buddy Manny.
Seriously, though, like on game day, I nearly kill five people. Like, don't be shocked if one day you read the headlines, morning show host kills person on a bird scooter. I mean, they fly through traffic.
Where are you off to during the game? You should be inside the house until the kickoff.
Let me tell you, I don't know anything when the games are happening. So it's just a shock to me when I'm going to go grocery shopping and there's a game going on.
So for you, football is a Sunday or Saturday college, Sunday pro.
Yeah, I was.
And then tonight was a shock.
Well, it was a shock to me today. So now I have to board up my windows and stay inside.
Kickoff's 8 o'clock, buddy.
So after 8 o'clock, you can go grocery shopping.
Yeah, after 8 o'clock.
It's like a zombie, man. It's not what I hide.
How about your day in 30 seconds, Loren? What did you do yesterday?
I went to go see the screening of Hustlers with J-Lo, you know, my girl.
Ah, right.
And I've got my shirt on, my J-Lo shirt on today, my J-Lo earrings, because, you know, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
Save that clip immediately, Nicole. Immediately save
these
that.
These hoes ain't loyal.
But yeah, I went to the screening last night with my mom. We went to dinner and then went to the screening and we had a good time.
Good. Yeah. I saw that the movie got like a 95% rating, which is, I'm not going to lie, I didn't think it was going to be that good.
Yeah. So here's my thing. Because I did like the movie, but I think that like people were throwing around like Oscar buzz and like everything else. So I think I went into it with like really, really high expectations and it was good, but it's not like Oscar worthy. I love J-Lo. She's my girl.
Joaquin Phoenix, Oscar buzz around him as the Joker, and Tom Hanks, Oscar buzz around him as Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Two completely
different things.
Yeah, separate sides of the spectrum. Last night, so I grew up a Mets fan, New York Mets fan, and yesterday was 9/11. And it was 18 years ago that 9/11 happened. Of course, we all knew that. And the Mets were the first team to play baseball after they suspended. Like, they didn't play baseball. They didn't play football.
Yeah,
they took time off after 9/11.
Yeah.
So the Yankees were out of town, so they weren't the first team to play in New York, but the Mets were. And 18 years ago, the night of, on the anniversary of September 11th, the Mets played their first game, you know, days later, like September 15th, and they came back and won miraculously. So get this. Last night, the Mets scored 9 runs on 11 hits.
Wow.
9 runs on
9/11.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the... Yeah.
I was trying to think of a sport.
So they won 9-0, but they got 9 runs on 11 hits on 9/11, which I thought was...
That's cool.
You know, just a little weird thing out there in the atmosphere.
Were you the only one that noticed this, or did the announcer make an announcement?
No, I didn't even watch the end of the game. I read it this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was happy the Mets won, and then they got the 9/11, so that was pretty cool. What about you?
I did a lot of schoolwork yesterday. I found out, though, my dad is sick with strep throat and knee infection as well. You would have thought him and I was hanging out.
I was going to say, you guys weren't even around each other.
No, but they talked on the phone to each other.
Is this clearly just something that runs in your family? Like, you all have bad immune systems.
I think it's right now strep throats are running around, because my sister was telling me that, like, 5 kids at my niece at school is sick with strep throat. But my dad got it so bad, they had to shoot a shot of penicillin in his butt and a shot of steroids.
Wow.
Yeah, and they had to give him lidocaine. They gave him everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Lidocaine for what?
To gurgle in his throat.
Oh.
Yeah. See, Dean got strep throat, but his throat wasn't sore, and the doctor said that that's like another strain of strep throat.
Oh, that's a pretty dope one. I like that.
Yeah.
They think that they might have to actually go in and drain his strep throat. They think it's like... Like, he might have to get surgery. I'm like, I've never heard of strep throat needing, like, surgery. Not to remove the tonsils.
I was going
to
say, does your dad have tonsils?
Yeah, he has tonsils, but there's evidently, like, a cyst hiding back there.
But at the point that you're having surgery to, like, remove the cyst, why not just take out the tonsils?
How about your ear?
You know, man, I think I'm going to accept just not being able to hear.
Yeah.
It don't get better. It's just takes time.
Because it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
But isn't it annoying?
It's annoying as hell, because it just sounds like my left ear is underwater. You know, like it stopped up from like a swimming pool.
And so, you continue to yawn and try and pop it.
Oh, yeah. I like hold my nostrils, blowing air.
Yeah.
Doing everything. Oh,
when it pops, dude, it's going to be awesome.
You're going to see me just pass out on the floor.
We're just going to be on the air one day and we'll just hear... Holy crap, Roy's ear is no longer clogged. Yay! All right, if you didn't hear it yesterday, we made a huge announcement at 7 a.m. Lizzo is coming to Charlotte this Sunday. We've got your tickets to go to the sold-out show, but that's not all, Roy.
No, we want you to meet Lizzo.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, on the heels of their separations from their partners, Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter are sparking engagement rumors. Of course, Miley just called off her marriage to Liam Hemsworth, and Caitlin and Brody Jenner were together. But Caitlin and Miley ran off to Italy and was very cozy together. And now Caitlin is wearing a ring on that finger with a letter M on it. And they were seen around New York City on Tuesday. So fans are thinking, like, wait a second. Are they already engaged to each other?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Wendy Williams says that she will get married again after the whole debacle with her husband. She says, I'm a wife, I'm not a girlfriend, and I will get married again. However, there will be a prenuptial agreement. Marriage under new circumstances.
Okay.
At least she learned. And A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are engaged. We know they're getting married. But Alex says that he's inviting all of his exes to their wedding. He says the more the merrier. And J-Lo is, of course, inviting Mark Anthony and maybe Diddy. So we'll have to find out and see. But I don't know. All these exes at the wedding, not sure that's like... Yeah, I feel like that's pulling baggage into your marriage.
And Diddy and J-Lo didn't exactly end on good terms. It ended with, like, a crime.
Oh, well, I didn't say he was invited for sure. I just said we'll have to see if he's invited. Just
I forget the circumstances, but I think it was in, like, the 90s. They were dating.
Yeah.
There was a shooting.
Yeah.
And J-Lo and Diddy were around it, and they had to go to court, I think.
I don't know if... I can't remember if it went to court, but I definitely know there was a shooting. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. That was when J-Lo wore that amazing Versace dress, that green dress with a really low front on it.
To court?
No!
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Maddox, Brad Pitt's son, was dropped off at school, college, by his mother, Angelina Jolie, and paparazzi caught up with Maddox on campus and was asking him about his relationship with his dad and if he thinks his dad will come and visit. Well, he acknowledged that there was some tension between the two and basically just had a whatever happens, happens mentality.
We have the clip here.
It's awful audio.
But I've never heard Maddox's voice before.
You're not going to be able to tell what he's saying. Look, I mean, can you can play it.
Can we give it a rip?
Yeah, sure.
Roy?
It's terrible audio, but you can.
I just never heard Maddox talk.
That's fine. Go ahead.
How about your dad? Is he going to come and visit? Do you want him to come and visit?
Oh, I don't know about that. What's happening?
No, you don't know what's going to happen with that.
Hey, TMZ guy, put the microphone in his face. Take it away from your face.
Relationship with him sort of over or?
Well, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, all right. I caught a little of Maddox there.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens, dude.
All right. Well, that's your dirty.
Hey, Roy blogged about this on kiss951.com, and it caught my eye. A couple got $120,000 deposited into their account,
and now they're going to jail.
Well, I can imagine why.
I can't. Yeah, I'll tell you about it and why I'm on these people's side. I might show it to the court case, y'all. It's coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So what would you do if your bank accidentally deposited $120,000 in your account?
Why are you laughing?
Because I know, like, I can say what I would do, but I would know it would be a mistake, and I wouldn't want, like, I would, what I would like to do is make it rain, okay? But, and just spend the whole thing, but I know that they're going to come back and look for that money at some point.
So that's exactly what a couple did. They went on a bit of a shopping spree. They bought a lot of things. They got a camper, a Chevy, a race car.
This was all after the bank accidentally deposited 120 grand into their account.
Yes.
They bought a race car.
Where are they from? Shelby?
I can't remember.
What was that movie?
Somewhere up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that was
it happened
based
right here.
Yeah, it's based like in Cherville, right?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, there's Logan Lucky, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that and then that other one that was in a theater for an hour, and then it got pulled.
Yeah.
It took place here, the Wells Fargo heist.
Yes.
Up at the racetrack.
Yes. So after they spent about $100,000, the bank finally realized their mistake and said, hey, we need the money back.
Duh.
And so the people that spent the money said, well, maybe we can work out a payment plan.
Will you take a race car?
And then they never paid the payment plan, and so they're now in jail.
Oh.
However, here's my beef. If I put $100 out in this hallway and someone grabs it, and then I come up to them 3 weeks later, and I was like, hey, I need my $100 back. The person's going to say, screw you. Yeah, I found it.
Okay, but if it was on camera, then you would probably get it back. So this way, there's like a way to track where the money came from. There's so why wouldn't they get it back?
I got a better example.
Okay.
You owe Loren $100.
Yes.
Loren says, do me a favor, put it in my bag. Instead of putting it in Loren's bag, you drop it in my bag.
Okay.
I go home, I find the $100, and I go on a shopping spree, and you go, oh, Manny, that money wasn't for you.
Yeah.
And I go, too late, I already spent it.
Finders keepers.
No.
I don't think so.
How does that not exist? I like your logic. Trust me. I like money, and I like your logic.
If somebody hands me money, I'm going to take it.
So if Bank of America, Wells Fargo, any of these banks dropped money in your account, you would spend it, and you would go, hey, it's on you, not on me?
I think it's their fault. They should have a better system.
Maybe there should be, like, a statute of limitation. Like, if it's in there for 30 days, you know what I mean? Or, like, if you don't see it for 6 months or whatever it is, then it is yours.
That's true. Hey, Nicole, you had something happen with you in Venmo, right?
Yeah.
Just like
I randomly had like I checked Venmo one day and my Venmo balance was $1,200.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot. I don't think I've ever seen my Venmo up that much.
And
like turns out like after researching it and like researching that user, it was a scam. Like they were hoping that not only would I send back the $1,200, but that they would cancel their payment so that way I would be out $1,200 and they'd be up $24. Well, I just let it sit. Like, I literally let that money sit for 1 year and didn't do anything about it. They didn't reach out. They didn't whatever. And then finally, a year later, I transferred that over.
So what if this guy all of a sudden reaches out and says, if you don't give me the money back, I'm going to call the police and take you to jail? That's horse crap.
Well, that money's in Thailand now, so.
But you know what I mean?
But
though?
It's been a year. That's what I mean. Like, maybe there should be, like, a statute of limitation on time.
Does that article say anything?
And by the way,
there's no timeline.
We're in
this
the bank.
Article.
Sorry, Ray, I didn't mean to cut you off. No timeline.
No, there's no timeline.
We're in the banking capital of Charlotte.
Yeah.
Who's on their way to work right now to go uptown to that fancy new Bank of America building? You could be anonymous if you don't want to embarrass anybody. But like, what is the deal with that? Like, is there a statute of limitations if the money goes into the account? Like,
there has to be because it's their fault. They should have insurance to cover that type of thing.
Suddenly, I'm like Roy, and I feel like now I've changed my opinion.
Right? So, it's their systems that messed up. They should be responsible for the money.
When we closed on our house, the guy who did our closing was telling us how, like, I guess years ago, Bank of America lost all these deeds to houses. So when the market crashed, they had to go back to all these people who had taken out loans and saying, hey, do you have the terms to your loan? And the smart people were like, I don't have anything,
right?
You know, because now they can negotiate what they owe and like what's left.
Right. Yeah. I mean, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, our angry caller, Frank, knows that.
Right? Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Everybody does. But if you give me money, that's your fault, not mine.
All right. Couple things.
Like, I want to be in the courtroom for these people so bad.
All right. Couple things. One question. If you work for the banks or you know, is there a statute of limitation on if money goes into your account wrongly, which is easy because all you need to do is mix up a couple numbers.
Yeah,
we all have bank account numbers, right?
Yeah.
So we need someone in the banking industry. Hello, Charlotte. Help us out here to tell us if there's a statute of limitation on that. And then two, we want to know, this couple went on a major spending spree. Remind everybody what they bought with the $120,000 that wasn't theirs.
They bought a camper, a Chevy, and a race car.
Which is awesome. All right. So did you ever find money? This is open for everyone now. Did you ever find money? And then what did you buy with the money that you found?
I'll tell you this time how I ran across some money at Target. And the what happened after that is something I'll forever remember.
Okay, cool. We're going to get into all this coming up in less than 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the main Roy in the Rim Morning Show. I found this article. I ended up blogging about it at kiss95.1.com because a couple found $120,000 from BB&T in their bank account. And so they went on a bit of a shopping spree. It was accidentally deposited in there by the bank. It was actually for a company they were supposed to, where the money was supposed to go to. But they went on a shopping spree, bought a, they didn't buy a house. They didn't do anything smart with it. They bought a Chevy, a camper, and a race car.
Yeah.
Well, the camper's kind of like a house.
Kind of, yeah.
They didn't buy stocks or invest in their 401k.
No, but I am upset because now these, this couple has a felony charge for them, and they're going to go to jail. And I think that's so messed up because, in my opinion, if the bank put the money in your account, it's your money.
So we got somebody who works at a bank to text us, works at B of A, and they said that after 90 days, if the bank does not contact you, do not pay it back. You're in the clear. The bank has insurance on things like that.
So I guess if you can dodge the bank for 90 days.
I'd be checking my calendar. X. Mm-hmm. X.
Don't answer
X,
that phone.
X.
You just go on vacation with that 120.
Yeah. You're going to have to
don't return for 3 months.
Yeah. Knock on my door. That's how you have to get a hold of me.
Okay. So this family went out. They bought a race car. They bought a camper. We want to know, did you find money somewhere and then you spent it? What did you spend it on? What did you buy? 704-570-9595. Couple lines still open to get in on that.
Let's talk with Megan in Mount Holly. Megan, you used to work at a bank. Can you shed some light on this?
Yeah, so I actually worked at a bank, and we gave a customer too much money. And then we realized when we counted down the drawer that night that we were short. And so we knew exactly what had happened. We called the customer, and he was one of our regulars, so we just assumed he would bring it back. And he was like, oh, I just thought it was a gift from God, so we got my wife's teeth fixed. And, like, he refused to give us the money.
But I get, but he admitted to it. So I feel like there would be, can't you go after him at that point as the bank?
We couldn't. We couldn't do anything. We had to take the loss. And
see, I wonder why.
Setting.
Maybe it was because it was in cash.
I kind of wonder why this couple is going to jail. I'm so upset for them.
Well, I mean, $120,000 is a lot more than a couple hundred.
Yeah, but the best
couple
I
can do is just say God wanted me to buy a camper, and it sounds like you're in the clear.
I mean, I guess I worked for the bank for 7.5 years, and there were many times where money got put in the wrong account. But usually, they don't spend it. I mean, you have the few that do, and a lot of times they would draft it back out and then they would be in the negative and it would be a huge argument.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you calling the Mania War in the Room morning show. You know, even as a real estate agent, we have errors and omissions insurance. So if we mess up, there are things that are covered. I imagine banks have this. So I don't know why this couple would be going to jail with a felon.
You'll find your way to a home of your own.
Roy Realty.
That's not. This is Jen in Huntersville. Welcome to the Mania War in the Room morning show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. So did you ever find money and spend it?
Yeah. This was like 20 years ago when direct deposit was a new thing. I was working here in Charlotte, and their main base was up in, I think it was Detroit or Dearborn, Michigan. That's where their human resources department was. And I stopped working for this company to have a baby. I just totally quit working. And I had my paycheck direct deposited then, and they kept direct depositing it for 3 months. And I had a friend in human resources. She ran a big company. And I asked her, you know, what do I do? And she said, sit on the money for 90 days. Don't tell anybody about it. And then it's yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So cool.
That's the lucky magic number, 90 days.
So 90 days. Yep. Have a good morning, you guys.
Yeah. All right. See you. And I remember one time I found a $20, I think it was like $40 at Target, just sitting on a shelf.
That feels like a trick.
Wasn't on the ground, like it fell out of pocket. It's like somebody took money out and put it on a shelf. And I looked around and I was like, is this like some camera crew? If I grab this money,
I'm Chris Hansen. What were you doing with that money?
And if somebody, so I grabbed the money and you would have thought that I stole a diamond ring from this place.
Did you run?
I dart out of Target. I go straight to my car and I don't even go home. I just drive far away. Like, what did you do with it?
They're following me. I know they are. I can't go home.
I was like, I'm sure someone's got me on camera. I spent it, you know, I just kept $40 in my pocket, but...
And you didn't drive home, you drove far away?
I did. I was I drove past my house, yeah. I was distraught.
Ended up in Pineville.
I felt like I did, like, the biggest crime ever.
That's funny. You know, I love when we do hashtag the more you know here on the show, and I feel like we did everybody a service except the banks that spend the most money here in town. By telling everyone, if the bank deposits the money in your account,
keep it.
You got 90 days.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Maybe you're new in Charlotte. We've been sitting on this for a long time, and we just never got to it. But I think after yesterday's post-show meeting, we decided that we're going to bring this up today. Because so many people move to Charlotte. Roy, you know as a realtor that new people are moving to Charlotte every week. 244 people move to Charlotte.
Yeah.
If you're new to Charlotte, we want to know, what do you like about it and what do you hate about it? And I think each one of us, because none of us were born here, we can all play along.
Sure.
I remember what I love about it, and I remember exactly when I moved here what I hated about it. All right, so we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. If you're new to Charlotte, what do you love? What do you hate about the city?
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
We want to hear from you. If you just moved to Charlotte, or maybe when you moved to Charlotte, what'd you like about it? What'd you hate about it?
You know, we run into people all the time who say, I just moved here, so I just started listening to you guys. Or maybe they don't even know you work for the radio station and you're out and about. And anybody can have this, you know, hey, I just moved here. You know what I really miss? Like, you know, whatever grocery store you grew up around. Yeah. Or, you know, I miss the fact that, the West Coast time.
Right.
I know somebody that moved here from California who's like, I hate East Coast time. I want to be back on West Coast time. When I moved here, the thing that I loved the most was like just the city itself and the love the city had for like the Panthers, the Hornets, the pride of Charlotte.
Okay.
Like, I think that's really, really cool because I moved from Memphis and Memphis is kind of, it's got its great things about it, but it's also kind of fractured. You know, there's not like, it doesn't have the unity that Charlotte has.
Okay.
And the thing I hated most was Queens, Queens, and Queens, and Sharon, and Sharon, and Sharon Road. You guys can hard, kiss my yeah. butt. Every road should have its own name.
Yeah.
Mine was from like a different, just coming from like a small town to here. Loved the fact that we had big buildings. Loved it. Thought it was cool. Loved looking at it. Thought we, you know, I felt like I was in New York City. And then the other thing I hated about it, where I was from, there was nothing bigger than two lanes. Like on an interstate, it was just two, like one lane for slow lane, one lane for passing lane. So anything more than that here freaked me out.
Really?
So 77 yeah. is like a super highway.
Yeah, 85. Huh. Was, at one point, there's like six lanes. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I just like go with the wheel. God, take the wheel.
Yep. Bring it to
that's
me.
That's what I hated all when right. I first moved here.
But we want to hear from you guys. Are you new to Charlotte? And what do you love about it? And what do you hate about it? Let's say hi to Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, so tell us what you love and hated about it.
Well, I absolutely love the fact that the whole state smells like potpourri. It's just gorgeous here.
Is it really? Okay.
All the time. When I lived up north, the house plants survived indoors, but out here they're actually in your yard, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But I hate that there's no Wegmans here. I don't think any of the grocery stores even can match it. Sorry.
What's a Wegmans?
Where'd you move from, Michelle?
Most recently, Rochester, New York.
Okay. Yeah, Wegman, yeah. You know, you got your Harris Teeters, you got your Bilos, your Aldi's, your Publix is here.
Not the same. It's a completely mm-hmm. different animal, and I'm telling you, I Publix comes close, and I do like Harris Teeters. That's really where I shop, but miss my Wegmans. It's an event to go there. In fact, I was visiting recently, and I loved, and my daughter tried to drag me through there in a fast. I'm like, no, I haven't been at a Wegmans forever.
That's awesome. Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, you show up to your Wegmans back home, and you're like, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fancy shopping market.
704 just texted in and said, I love that there's mountains and beaches within a 2 or 3 hour drive, depending on where you are. I hate that we don't have any cultural things here and that we're slow on forward thinking.
Interesting. Yeah, especially the outer counties maybe, but I feel like it's inside the city they try to be a bit more forward. This is Joe in Boston.
From Boston.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, hey. From Boston. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
So what is it that you love about Charlotte? What is it that you have a hard time and you just hate about it?
First and foremost, I love the show. That's first and foremost. Secondly is driving around in Boston. I mean, you just happen to glance over at someone and you're getting a finger check at you and you're stopped and arguing fighting the whole 9 yards. The first time I came down here driving through a community, out of the corner of my eye, I see someone put their hand up, and I'm stopping the car, like, ready just to go nuts, and then see that they're waving at me. So now I'm, like, driving around like the Queen of England, just waving at everybody. It's crazy. The people down here are so much nicer.
I know, when the light turns green and nobody goes, nobody honks their horn.
I haven't been able to get rid of that yet, so. I still do a little bit of that, but you know. But the rest of it, I mean, everybody's so much nicer down there.
They really are.
The stress level is gone way down.
But, good for you, dude.
But, yeah, the people are awesome down there.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for calling. We're happy to have you.
That's how I felt when I got my Jeep. I was like, why is everyone waving? Like, is there something, like, did I forget to put my gas cap back on? Like,
that's
I thought
the
there
Jeep
was
Club, man.
Didn't know that it existed.
That's a real thing. This is Michelle, new to Charlotte. Welcome to the Mania Roy, the Rim Morning Show.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
Hi. So I'm new to Charlotte, also from Rochester, New York. Yes, big ups to Wegmans because they're amazing. but the one thing I love about Charlotte is they're so welcoming. They're welcoming to all newcomers. However, Charlotte, in my opinion, because I drive for a Lyft, I talk to many natives, and the natives tell me, like, they can't afford to live here no more. Because, you know, the cost of living is so much higher than it was. And it's just like, okay, well, us being from different states and everything, we're used to this.
Yeah.
We're used to paying high prices and everything, but they're not. And many of them have to move.
Yeah, it's sad. Gentrification's a real
like
thing.
South Carolina. They're moving to, like, Greensboro, many other places. And it's just, in my opinion, for them to be so welcoming, it's not fair to them.
Yeah, well, the good thing
thanks,
is,
Michelle,
is that even like Gastonia and the places where it is a lot more affordable to live, at least it's only a 20-minute drive, 30-minute drive from the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, could you imagine if you if you're from here and, you know, your house payment was always $700 and next thing you know, your landlord's wanting you to pay $1,500?
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember I had a real estate client who said, for something that I love about the city, he hated, and he hated the weather. And I was
gosh, that's the one thing I loved when I moved here. Because I moved here from South Florida where it's hot all the time.
Yeah.
And I missed the change of seasons. So for me, like, this was great. We have all four seasons here, not just hurricane season and not hurricane season in Florida.
Right.
And the thing that I didn't love about it is I felt like moving from South Florida, it was so slow here for me.
Yeah.
Like, it just moved at a different pace than what I was used to moving at.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, everything's boom, 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 boom.
It's healthy, though. You know what I mean? To take a breath and move at a slower pace. Area code 704 said, I love how NC pulls over for sirens and they stop for funeral processions. Another text came through, says, I love the sense of community and the southern hospitality, but I absolutely hate the highways in Charlotte, just like you, Roy.
It's too much.
I love that there's always something to do in Charlotte, 864 said. I absolutely hate the 77 traffic.
I saw people love the breweries, the, you know, whole uptown vibe.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, you can keep the text coming. We'll read them on our Rap Party podcast, which we'll post up later today after the show, like around 10:30. What you got coming up in the dirty, Lauren?
So, you know, Jennifer Lopez, she's been doing all her press for the Hustlers movie. She was asked if she's doing the Super Bowl halftime show. You have to hear what she said. It's coming up in 5 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Kristen Cavallari, she fired a social media staffer over a post that was posted yesterday. So, of course, yesterday was 9/11, and a sexy picture of Kristen was posted on her app, which, of course, went along with the caption. New York, 24 hours, with no mention of 9/11. Hmm. So.
A little insensitive.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez, she was on the Today Show yesterday. And, of course, she's doing her rounds for the new Hustler movie, which I got to screen last night. And she was asked about the Super Bowl halftime gig, because that's been a rumor. And she played pretty coy.
I don't know. I know everybody's asking me. They're starting to think that I'm telling people things. Or I don't know anything yet.
Is it true, J-Lo?
No.
Oh, there you go. We got it first.
Okay. So, Mariah Carey, you don't think she'd typically do, like, the box stores or be hanging out at Target. It's Mariah Carey. She's a little bit of a diva. Well, when she asked her daughter, pick anywhere in the world you would want to go on a shopping spree, her daughter said Target. And, of course, they ended up there.
Hell yeah.
Which I thought was pretty awesome.
Mariah Carey had a... figure out what a Target was. She's like, you want to go shooting? I don't understand.
Really? You want to go there?
Calls her assistant. Tell me more about this so-called Target.
Target.
Kim Kardashian, she was on The Tonight Show. And she revealed that she wanted to be a reality star from the time she was a little girl. But she also revealed, which we'll get to that clip in a second. She also revealed that when she did her Skims rebrand, she was, which is shapewear, if you did not hear it in a former dirty, she wanted to put a little pocket in there to make it easier for women to go to the bathroom, which, by the way, I think is genius, but she said it just didn't work out with design.
It just didn't work.
Everyone around used to always say, like, oh my God, your family's so crazy. If people only saw this, people would come up to me and be like, no sitcom writer can write what this reality of your family is. Like, no one would believe it. Like, okay, season this, you know, your stepdad will be your stepmom. Or,
True. I mean, that's what keeps that show going.
Yeah, it really does.
There's not a lack of drama. And to keep the drama, I'll marry Kanye West.
I think they know that.
I think
they have writers.
She said that she's wanted to be a reality star since she was, like, I think 14 or something when she saw The Real World for the first time.
Wow.
So, like, this was at the top of her mind. Like, she knew this was her destiny.
Yeah. Well, she was good friends with Paris Hilton, and Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie were almost the godmommies of the reality show.
Yeah.
You know, the Friends reality show type thing, you know, with the Simple Life it was called.
For sure.
Thanks. I love the Kardashians.
All right. That's your journey.
I like the breath at the end.
That girl called in one day, and we just left that. That's so funny.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rain. 704-570-9595. 56 wins. Call now, take her down.
Ew.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Jen. Welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
You're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. How you feel about that?
I'm feeling a little nervous since all my kids got out of the car and they usually help me.
You had a car full of kids and now it's just me and you.
Just you and me, baby.
Let's try it.
All right, Lorraine, can you get out of the studio?
I can.
Yeah, she is walking out of the studio. Yeah. The door's opened and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Jen, representing the Ville of Hunters. Here we go. The late Paul Walker would have turned 46 today. He played in what movie franchise along actors like Vin Diesel and actress Michelle Rodriguez?
Fast and the Furious.
And happy birthday to Emmy Rossum. The Shameless actress turns 33 today. Love that show. True or false, Shameless is an HBO show.
Oh, I don't watch it, but I'll say true.
Question three. A reporter caught up with Angelina Jolie's oldest son named Maddox, and he acknowledged that there's tension between he and his father. Who is his daddy?
Brad Pitt.
On the heels of Brody Jenner and his girlfriend split, Caitlin Carter was spotted wearing a ring on that finger with the letter M. People think the M stands for her new girlfriend, Miley. Miley Cyrus is recently separated from whom?
Liam Hemsworth.
Good. Question five. This brother boy band with roots in Belmont played in Nashville last night where stars like Dan and Shay took the stage with them. Who is that?
The Jonas Brothers.
All right. Come on in, Lorraine.
All right. Our friend Jen got four correct. It's going to be a tough battle.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Here we go, Lorraine. Question one. The late Paul Walker would have turned 46 today. He played along actors Vin Diesel and actress Michelle Rodriguez in what movie franchise?
Fast and the Furious.
1-1.
Happy birthday to Emmy Rossum. The Shameless actress turned 33 today. True or false, Shameless is an HBO show. Three. Two.
False.
One.
I don't know.
That is correct. It is false. It's on Showtime. Jen said true. 2-1.
Also, you can watch the seasons on Netflix. Just FYI.
Okay.
All right, but it is a Showtime show. A reporter caught up with Angelina Jolie's oldest son, Maddox, and he acknowledged that there's tension between he and his father. Who is his daddy?
Brad Pitt.
3-2.
On the heels of Brody Jenner and his girlfriend split, Caitlin Carter was spotted wearing a ring on that finger with the letter M. People think it's for her new girlfriend, Miley. Now, Miley is recently separated from whom?
Liam Hemsworth.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Liam Hemsworth is now with who?
Me.
Right. That is also correct. This brother boy band with roots in Belmont played in Nashville last night where stars like Dan and Shay took the stage with them.
The Jonas Brothers.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you have 57 wins.
Jen.
Congrats, Lorraine.
You did a great job, too. For being by yourself, thinking the kids were going to help you?
I'm pretty happy with that.
All right, but you know what I want to hear.
I'm Jen from Huntersville, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Bye.
Still to come.
We're going to get to Award the Roses between Claire and Tim. What happens when Tim's assistant is evidently some big hotshot business guy who needs an assistant, starts sending out the wrong emails to the wrong person and leaving, making Claire think that maybe there's another woman involved. We find out with the brand new War of the Roses coming up less than 5.
The Meanie, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Claire, you sent us an email saying that you wanted to check up on your boyfriend, Tim. Why? What's going on?
So I've known Tim for probably 5 months now, but we've been serious for maybe about 3. But I don't know, just recently I've kind of got the feeling that I'm not the only one. His assistant has always been in contact with me about a schedule, and then he texted me the other day to check my email that Tim was sending me something.
The assistant texted you?
Yeah, his assistant.
Was that unusual to hear from the assistant like that?
She's, you know, in contact with me a lot. We kind of set up our dates through her. I mean, he works for a pretty big company. If I said it, you'd know what it was.
Okay.
But anyways, so I checked my email, and he... There's an email from Tim, but it wasn't to me. It was to someone named Taylor. And the email said, hey, Taylor, you're absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about this relationship, and I feel like it's growing. And at the end of the email,
was my name and says, continues emails of Claire, I hope that we see each other, continue to see each other and that we continue to go strong. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, wait, could that be a business? Like, could it be that he was going to send you an email, so you were at the top of mind, too, but he also had to send this business email about a business relationship, and the two names just got crossed? I don't know. I'm not defending the guy.
This is a perfect example of why we should do War of the Roses.
Yeah?
Yeah. So okay. I just want to see if maybe there's something else going on.
Okay.
If we call Tim, is his assistant? Do we have to go through his assistant to get to him? I mean, or do you have his direct cell?
So I have his direct cell.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try and get him to answer.
Okay.
We might end up having to go through the assistant, Loren.
Okay. Maybe.
I mean, yeah. And then just be like, who does he want to send the roses to? Hold on.
The assistant probably, yeah, would know.
Yeah. All right.
Hi, Tim. You're just the person I'm looking for. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind you would like to send free roses to? They're beautiful, very romantic.
This is actually really... I do have somebody in mind. Do you mind if I give you my assistant's number and then they can forward you some information?
Actually, Tim, unfortunately, I have to move on to the next person if I hang up with you. But it literally will just take a second. If you just have the name and then I can fill out the card and then get the address and we'll be done.
Okay, yeah, I can do this. Let's do it.
Okay, so who would you like to send them to?
Taylor.
Okay. And I also have a card for Taylor. What would you like to put on her card?
Oh, geez. Maybe just something along the lines of, like, I'm so sorry I've been super busy lately. Show my appreciation.
Okay. Again, these are romantic roses. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Tim. This is so sickening.
Hello?
Tim, yeah, you may have not had time for me, but you might want to make some time to explain this to Claire. She's on the phone. You're on Manny, Roy, and Lorenz, War of the Roses.
I'm so disappointed. All you had to do was be honest with me. And you're seeing other people, and yeah, I don't know what to say.
Listen, Claire, you're totally misconstruing the situation. Taylor is a business consultant partner.
Really?
They said romantic roses.
Twice.
I understand. Sometimes the things I have to do at work are not necessarily what I truly feel, but I have to make them feel like that way.
So to close a deal, you got to send somebody romantic roses?
I mean, I have to make it seem like, you know, I'm not a married man. So sometimes I have to make it seem like, you know, things could be something more that they are. And, you know, once a deal is made...
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Well, who's Taylor?
Taylor works for a fellow corporation that we're trying to merge a deal with.
No, that's too vague. Describe her.
Describe her? Mid-40s, brunette.
What's her position at this company? I'm trying to catch him.
I'm
not buying this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but even it doesn't matter. None of this matters. You can't have an inappropriate relationship even with people you're trying to secure business with. That's not okay.
Claire, do you enjoy the very lavish dates we go on?
Oh, my gosh.
I do, but if you're seeing other people, I'm not about it.
All right, Tim, you can't hold that over our head.
Tim, I'm sorry, but I'm going to... I'll just send the details of our breakup to Ashley.
Who's Ashley?
His assistant.
Oh, perfect. We finished the war the way it started.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
War of the Roses just went down between Claire and Tim, and there are two things that stuck out for me, you guys. One, I love the fact that Tim has his assistant set up his dates for him. I feel like Loren has definitely dated someone before she met Dallas who was bougie and had an assistant set up a date.
No, I would. I don't know that I would date somebody if I had to go through somebody else to set up a date. Like, I need to be the more special one in the relationship.
But I mean, if it was just like, hey, I'm really super busy, make sure Emily gets with you today.
No.
About where we're going tonight?
No. Yeah, I need, you need to make me a priority. Sorry.
If they were really famous, then that'd be cool. I'd go on a couple dates just because of it. So I could tell the story and be like, oh, yeah, like I had a cool assistant.
Yeah. Listen, hey, Loren, do me a favor. Hi, how you doing? It's Brad. Do me a favor and Emily needs to know if you're in tonight. So we're going to the Palm. And I'm going to send a limo. But you got to contact Emily.
No. Tell Emily to go on your date.
Really?
Yes.
I'm super busy today. I got meetings all day. I'm slammed.
I don't give a flying whatever's going on in your life.
But isn't that kind of like 50 Shades of Grey? Didn't that one guy have an assistant? Or no?
Yeah, I think it's kind
of
cool.
And I'm not into the 50 Shades of Grey thing either.
No.
If you had to date someone and go through their assistant to get on the date or their secretary, give us a shout at 704-570-9595. That's question one. And question two, which we're already getting responses on through our text chain here, is did you ever stay with someone because of the fringe benefits?
I mean, we've heard from people that would date someone, you know, in the summertime because they had a boathouse, a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Area code 704 sent a text message and said, I hate to admit this, but I was talking to a guy one time and really wasn't interested in continuing to date him until he won a contest on a radio station and he got to go to all the concerts that summer. So I stayed with him.
Pretty funny.
Let's see. Someone else texted and said, a guy I dated over the summer had a convertible, loved taking me up to the mountains in it. We would also go to the beach. I have to say, I stuck with him because of the car.
Wow.
704 just texted in, too, and said, I agree with Loren. Ain't no man that important.
But wouldn't you say, though, if the guy's busy, like, who knows what Tim does for a living?
I don't care.
There's no date.
There's no date. Here's the thing, like, even when, and I've told Dallas this before, too, but, like, Dallas is in a medical sales job where he's not on a pager. Like, he's not on call ever. Like, he does OBGYN stuff. That's all scheduled. But if we had to go to a dinner and he was on call and he was like, I just got paged. I have to go for a surgery right now. Like, that wouldn't have worked for me.
Well, see, I would totally use the assistant. Like, I would use his assistant. Like, I'd call the assistant and be like, hey, book the limo. Also, make sure there's a bottle of champagne in there.
He wanted
that. I'm kind of in the mood for this. And
yeah.
You just totally take advantage of it.
I would take advantage of the situation.
No, he's right. Like, oh, by the way, he told me also to make sure the red dress is in there.
Yeah, but you would never, like, you would never, that relationship would never escalate to something serious.
100%.
So, like,
100%.
Listen, if you just want to take advantage of the situation, go out and have a steak dinner. I'm not mad at you.
980 texted in and said, as someone's assistant, I wouldn't feel comfortable setting up dates or any other outside work things for them. Well, maybe not. What was her name? Ashley. Ashley's his personal assistant that he pays out of his own pocket. Because I agree. Your secretary shouldn't be setting up dates if the company pays for your secretary.
I used to have to go and get my boss's wife flowers. When I lived in Florida, I was an assistant at a company that did phone calls, and not those kind of phone calls. It was a call center, but it wasn't. All right, I back myself right into
my
that
name
corner.
Is Loren.
Oh my God, is this Loren? No,
the call's over. It's Loren.
There weren't those kind of calls, but he would make me birthday shop and go get his wife flowers.
Forget it. We're on beyond that now.
How you doing, cowboy? Ew. My name is Loren.
Remember, must be 18 or older. Kids, get your parents' permission.
I'm not even. What else am I going to say at this point? You guys are on a roll.
See, I disagree with this text message. I wish somebody would call in who had a date with and had to go through an assistant because
Everybody's texting in saying if he's too busy to set up the date, then he's too busy to be dating. But you're not understanding the point. His work day, he can't hit you back between 9 and 5.
Well, then you can hit me. You can get on the phone with me after hours, and we will set an appointment to date the next day or 2 days from now when you're not busy.
Or you could just go through Ashley and have the date set up. It's not that big of a deal.
It is.
Really?
Yes. It's more of a time thing. Like, if you can't make the time for me, then you're not that into me. And I don't want to date somebody who's not that into me. If you're really into me...
What, are we just quoting movies now?
No, but if you're really into me, you're going to pick up the phone and you are going to make an attempt to make...
You know what, Loren?
What?
You can't handle the truth.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, what's coming up in the dirty?
Oh, my gosh. No, I've got an update on the whole college scandal. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So Kevin Hart, we told you that he was released from the hospital, but now he's going to an inpatient treatment facility to undergo therapies.
Good.
But an insider is saying that his inner circle is making this situation, like they've been downplaying the severity of it because he has a ton of projects that he's committed to and he doesn't want to jeopardize any of those.
That's tough, man. When you're supposed to be on a movie set, or you're supposed to be doing stand-up, whatever it is, he's busy.
Yeah.
If they pause production, that's thousands and thousands, millions of dollars.
Well, you know, there were some whispers, and I'm not saying that this is true, but there were so many conflicting reports on who was driving, if there was alcohol involved. So I think they're, you know, I'm not saying that any of that is true. Those were just whispers, but I think they're trying to downplay the severity so that those rumors do not grow legs. So, Caitlin Carter is wearing a ring on that finger that has an M on it, which is sparking engagement rumors already for Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter, who were hooking up and hanging out in Italy after Miley's very public breakup with Liam Hemsworth.
That'd be such a quick turnaround, though.
It really would, but it's Hollywood. Would that surprise? I don't think it's like... I don't think it's necessarily an engagement ring, but I definitely kind of feel like they're together.
But it's so weird for me, Roy, because I just watched The Hills New Beginnings, and Caitlin and Brody are all over each other on it, and it just wrapped up like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Maybe, would it be funny if she's dating some guy named Mark? You know, the M is for like some other guy.
Me, just for me time.
Oh, you know what? That's, if she was smart, that's the... publicity she would play.
Yes, I'm her publicist.
Yes, I can see that. So J-Lo, she has her Hustler movie coming out this weekend, and I got to go to the screening last night. Now, she's doing her little publicity tour, and she was on with Seth Meyer talking about how she learned to actually pole dance for Hustlers.
I came into the first rehearsal, and I had, like, sweatpants on and a sweatshirt. I'm like, okay, you know, this is a skill I'm going to have after this. And so she was like, yeah, just, like, a bra and panties. We might as well get used to it now. I was like... Are you kidding me? But I was like, I guess so.
You know? Yeah. Jump into the fire.
Yep. Got to go right in.
Wait, did you book J-Lo for the show, for the MRL show?
Oh, I wish.
You should. You love her. Reach out.
There would also be a restraining order. That booking, clearly. I have an unhealthy obsession currently.
That's good.
Easy, Miley Cyrus.
No, here's the thing. And, you know, this, my love, I've always loved J-Lo. And I've actually gotten to interview her a couple times on the orange carpet going into Dolphins games when she was a minority owner.
Yes.
So I don't think I would freak out if I saw J-Lo, but I definitely love her more now than I did then. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And your story from then was still a little stalkish. I can only imagine.
I know.
If you love her more than then. All right. I'm just saying, you're a stalker.
I'm not a stalker. I do have a What Loren Likes for you. That has to do with Kim Kardashian, though.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
By the way, Kim and Kanye, I don't know if we reported this yesterday, but they purchased a Wyoming property for $14 million. And Kim said that in the next 5 years, she sees them living there and her practicing law there.
She said that before, that she wanted to move. And that makes me so jealous. Like, Wyoming is such a beautiful country. I know it's a state. You get my point. It's a beautiful country.
She's going to be bored there, though. She's not going to be able to stay there full time.
They say, like, Napa is beautiful country.
Yes, it's
the countryside.
It's the countryside.
Yes.
By the way, Nicole's looking at me like I just called Wyoming its own country.
You sound stupid.
She just said you sound stupid in my ears.
Ow.
By the way, there's an article at kiss95.1.com on how Kim and Kanye is currently feuding over real estate property.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wrote that one.
Brought to you by Roy the Realtor. Which, by the way, I have a bone to pick with you, but we'll talk about that after 9. All right, what's hot? What's trending?
Okay, so Kim Kardashian, she launched her Skim line after she had to change the name from Kimono. But these shapewear pieces, they made $2 million in like 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. So everyone is loving them. Now, to put this in relation, Spanx made $4 million in their first year of business, and Kim Kardashian made $2 million in like minutes when they were released. So everyone's loving these. It's my What Loren Likes for today, and we'll have all the information up at kiss95.1.com.
You should get some in here, and we'll all try them on.
I wish she would have done the ones with the bathroom hole in it. She talked about doing ones with a bathroom hole so that ladies, we don't have to pull everything down when we go, but she said it just didn't work.
All right. Thanks, Loren. Speaking of Loren, Roy, we all know that our friend Loren mentioned yesterday on the show that she's got a new shiny toy on her phone. It's an app that she absolutely loves. If you didn't hear it, we're going to talk about the app. And then we want to know, like, maybe you caught somebody on camera doing something. We'll explain coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren's got a shiny new app on her phone, and she's loving it.
I do. My husband installed a Ring app for me on our front door, and then we have two more around our house.
First of all, look at Mr. Dallas all of a sudden.
I know.
Mr. Do-It-All.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess maybe I wore him out. Anyway, this app, like, it's awesome because not only does it alert me, like, when packages are dropped off, but the only thing I just figured out, like, total bogey for me, this was an epic fail. Dallas also has this app on his phone, so now I can't hide packages anymore, which is definitely not in my favor, but...
Well, you can get in touch with your guy, your delivery guy, and tell him, like, leave it by the garage. Is there one by the garage?
Yeah, there's one by the garage. Can you hide it in the bushes?
Yeah. You leave it in the truck. I'll come meet you.
Yeah. But on this app, there is a really cool feature where you can see like nearby incidents. And you can look and see other people's videos that they've caught people doing like shady stuff on their app.
And it's only people that have the
Ring app.
Ring app.
Yes.
Because I have the Nextdoor app and there's the crime area.
Totally different. So on Nextdoor, you go on and you just like type out whatever you saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they... On the Ring app, they type out what they saw, but it also goes along with the video, which creeps me out even more.
Yeah, because you can actually see it happening.
Yes. And like two videos that I got stuck on the other day was a guy who was trying to break into an apartment. So he took his shirt off and wrapped it around his face so you couldn't see his face. He was like trying to get in.
And you see that on video?
Yeah.
That's scary.
And it was an apartment. So the Ring was facing somebody else's door and he was breaking into somebody else's door, not the person with the Ring. The other one that I got stuck on was this guy who rolls into this neighborhood in a cul-de-sac, parks in the cul-de-sac, jumps out, and then starts trying car doors to see what's open.
Yeah.
And you can see how far away it is from your house. So, like, you know, half a mile and a half, 2 miles away. So, like, now I'm like, I'm a victim. This is going to happen in my neighborhood. I will gladly step up and be neighborhood watch.
Does it ping you?
Yes.
Loren's going to wear like a little outfit, like a little badge.
I'm getting a whistle.
Yeah.
Stop right there, Officer Loren. Hey, did you catch something on your camera at home? 704-570-9595. What did the camera pick up? My neighbor's got cameras everywhere,
mm-hmm.
And we have this wooden chicken. It's a statue of a chicken that somehow goes between the two houses. I hide it. He hides it. Well, now he's got the stupid cameras, and I can't hide it anywhere anymore because it pings him. And he's like, take it back. Yeah. He just texts me, take it back. And I'm like, I look up at the camera. He's at work, and I'm flipping him off. I mean, you see the viral videos, too. Remember the video of that kid walking down the driveway that looked like an alien because he's walking in a really weird way? That was from the Ring app.
Yep. Because you can sense, like, it's got a sensitivity thing on it. So when we first put it up, we had the sensitivity up really high. So anytime a car drove by, like, our phones would ping.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now we've got it down to just, like, people that are walking by.
You know, I had a client of mine that was moving, and they had a Ring on the doorbell. and she was able to watch them drop her $3,000 refrigerator and break it. Yeah, she watched it live as it happened.
Well, at least she had it on video, so the company can't be like, well, it wasn't us.
Yep.
It came that way.
On my crime and safety section of my Nextdoor app in my neighborhood, someone said, just a warning to my neighbors. Keep your garages closed. There's been several people that have noticed alcohol missing from their garage refrigerators.
Well, that's just the kids.
Someone's going in and taking it. It's sad to say that we have to do this in our own neighborhood, but thought that it would be, you know, safe to tell everyone to keep your doors locked and stuff.
That's
and
cute.
Everybody's responding. Thanks for the alcohol.
Yeah.
Hey, do me a favor. Will you reload?
Did they think like these two criminals are pulling up? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. All right, Ted, you run up there.
Yeah.
Get in the refrigerator and just steal all the booze.
That's cute that they think that their kids are angels. Like,
grab
this
the steaks. You know, and some hamburger.
I think the criminals are going to grab more valuable things than the beer from the refrigerator in your garage.
All right, 704-570-9595. This is good, you guys. We jump on the phones and tell us, what was it that you caught on your security cam?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Trampoline, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
I love a good song like that. That's kind of got like a good vibe, you know, slow beat, good vibe.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
You know what Lorena's into is her Ring doorbell app.
I'm so obsessed now. It goes off anytime anyone comes close to my door, so I can see when packages are being dropped off. I can also see if anything shady is going on at my house or around my neighborhood.
Because it's kind of the Ring apps connect to each other as a kind of a safety thing.
Well, people have to post what they caught that was shady, but there's a notifications side to it too, where people can report, like if somebody tried to break into their car, or you know, if somebody keeps knocking on their door, if someone suspicious is in the neighborhood. So now I'm like all in on this thing.
That's
I get
good.
Nothing done after hours.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. What did you find? What did you see on your Ring camera app?
This is really cool. Look.
All right, this is David and Davidson.
Awesome.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, bud.
Hurry up. We have Steve from Stevenson on. We got to talk to you real quick, Dave. What do you got, bud? What'd you catch on the camera?
Hey, so we have a Nest camera, and we were having a deck installed in our backyard, and we had one pointing out the window. And I was at work one day, and I just happened to go on, and I noticed they had wrapped up for the day. I had noticed that there was smoke coming from the side of the house where our air conditioning unit is. And I noticed the air conditioning unit had caught fire with the mulch. One of the workers had flipped a cigarette butt into the mulch when they were leaving.
No.
And it caught the mulch on fire, which then spread over to the air conditioning unit. So I had to run home. And luckily, my wife was at home inside. And she was able to run over to get some neighbors. And they helped put it out. But we had to call the fire department to get that put out. So needless to say, that helped us with our case and getting a lot of stuff repaired.
I mean, the camera's the proof that you can use. Now, can you use that in court? Is that admissible?
I mean, I would think it would be.
Yeah. No, make sure you don't doctor it, you know.
How would you doctor it?
I don't know, Loren. Anything's possible. Maybe David knows somebody who works for, you know, Disney and can put some graphics in there. All right, thanks, dude.
All right, let's talk with Natasha and Lenore. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show.
Thank you.
What'd you catch on your camera?
Okay, so I do have the notification sign, and every time that the motion detector in the camera triggers, I get a text message. And one time there was a spider, like, on the lens, and I got 200 notifications in one night. Because of the spider.
And all the spider's trying to do is just catch some flies.
Yeah, and I hit 200 in one night.
That's pretty funny. Okay.
Thanks, Natasha.
Let's talk with Rhonda. Rhonda and Maiden.
Hey.
Hey, Rhonda, what'd you find?
Well, we had our deer hunting camera hanging in our driveway, and we caught, well, one of our so-called friends stealing catalytic converters off old cars.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I went in there, and I said, well, we have a camera. He didn't know we had the camera.
Well, and yeah, and a bit of attorneys, and that could be used to, you know, take them to, you know, court.
What happened when you confronted him?
That, well, they just act like, well, no, we ain't been here. And I said, yeah, we got you on our camera.
Did you show it to them?
Yeah, we ended up getting money out of it because my husband said, well, I told you that you, we'll sell it to you, you can't have it. And I guess he was just trying to get it at a discount.
Right, yeah, some discount. Nice friend, huh?
Five finger.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rhonda.
I find them like that all the time.
Thank you so much. Rhonda, someone who texted in and we called back. We'll make that move for you guys, too, sometimes.
Jason and Charlotte, what did you find on your camera?
So for several months, we had some folks having relations on our back deck at the office.
Whoa!
Wasn't anybody that worked with us or worked in the area. I don't know if they were just cheating on spouses and they found our back deck to be a convenient spot or what.
Okay.
But they started having relations, and then one day the CMPD showed up just doing a normal keep check on the building and found them on the back deck having relations. I don't know who was more shocked, the cop or the people that were having sex.
Yeah. Just a question, Jason. How much of that video did you watch before you realized that maybe you should stop?
Oh, no, it's alerted whenever there's movement on the back deck. Yeah. So you see the original and you're like, oh, God, these guys again. you get another alert within a couple minutes that somebody's walking around the side of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
And you take a look and you see it's a police officer. So then you got to watch the rest of it.
It's like your own personal live cam for cops.
Thanks, Jason. Jason's got like a group event going on there and it's like his camera keeps dinging every time another person shows up to join.
We got some text messages. My neighbor had a 30-foot boat stolen and a gas station camera caught it.
Wow.
And then 301 texted and said, my best friend's neighbor has an 8-year-old who has a pet bird. When they weren't home, she would come and stand on the deck banisters and perch like a bird and start acting like a bird with the bird on her shoulder. And they would get these notifications and have to talk to her through the Ring app to get her down.
Wow.
Because it is two ways. So, like, if somebody shows up at my front door, I can be like, excuse me, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've seen that, like, on the video. You know, they have the guy, the criminal, like, trying to break into the house, and the person goes, you should leave now.
Can I help you?
Yeah, you're on camera. Luke Kuechly's on his way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy that Ring app, Lorraine. Keep us updated on what you find.
Oh, I surely will.
That'll be an ongoing segment. All right, Roy.
What?
I got a small beef with you.
A small beef?
Yeah, just a small beef. And maybe there's an explanation.
Okay.
It's something that you did, and I asked Lorraine why you were out of the room, and she agrees that, not that we talked behind your back, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong about this.
Okay.
Did you agree with me that...
Well, I kind of defended him, but I want to see if the reason that I think is the real reason.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Something I want to bring up to you. Coming up just after 9. It's not life or death. Don't worry about it.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
That is it. Effective 2 minutes ago, the Lizzo Truth Hurts Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show contest is closed. We will now go find someone who will call their parent and give them 3 lies that we give the person to say. And if the parent makes it through all 3 lies, they get tickets. And that's not all.
They also get to meet Lizzo.
Backstage passes to hang with her.
Now, you're definitely going to want to hear this tomorrow when we call people, we call the parents on the radio and lie to them. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, we're going to do it live at 7, and then we'll replay it for you guys around this time for the older crowd. Don't worry. You don't have to wake up early. We'll hook it up for you. No.
Okay, so you have a beef with me.
Kind of. Ooh, and there probably is an answer. I just don't get it.
And I don't think it's necessarily a beef. I just think it's a question that Manny has about something that you posted on social media.
Yeah, so had like a little side thing with Roy. We followed your adventures of passing your real estate test, and now you're a realtor.
Uh-huh.
And this is your jingle.
Find your way to a home of your own.
Yeah, that's our jingle for you.
Thank you.
So you posted on your real estate Insta, never forget #911.
Yeah.
However, the picture isn't New York City or the World Trade Center. It's Charlotte.
And I want to see if the reason that you did it that way is what I... Because I know my boy Roy, and I know... I speak Roy. I know Roy's brain. I think he has a reason, and I want to see if it's the reason that I think.
And before we get to the reason, whether or not it was an accident or you know it.
What does that have to do with my real estate?
I wasn't the only one. Well, it's
nothing.
On,
it just happened to be on your real estate
page. It's on your real estate Insta.
My real estate Insta. I was about to say, what has that to do with real estate?
It said, somebody said, that's our uptown, but we'll never forget. And then somebody named Manny Radio said, this is Charlotte. So it's like you post a picture of the Twin Towers in honor of 9/11, which I love, but instead of the Twin Towers, you show the Eiffel Tower.
No, so what?
You know what I mean? I love what you're doing here.
Here's what I did. I didn't want to post a photo of the burning buildings. I know I didn't want to do.
There's other photos.
I didn't want to do that. But they specifically lit Uptown up in red, white, and blue in honor of 9/11. In fact, if you looked at what the Wells Fargo lights were doing, they literally, the city went in remembrance of 9/11. And so I went to my roof and I took a photo of the city because they were honoring 9/11. And that's what that photo is of.
That is what I thought. Is it not? Is that what I told you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it looks beautiful. I mean, the new Bank of America building is lit. Yeah. Now, by the way, Charlotte is known for, we'll throw another thing in there. Charlotte is known for keeping the themes on each building the same. Like, we all
sometimes,
work together uptown.
Yeah,
and that's really cool. But
we have a beautiful city because everything's new and we have LED lights on all of our buildings. But no, that's why I did it, is because the city specifically made all the buildings go in remembrance of 9/11. And so I went on my roof.
And
so let me help you with this, Roy. Like, next time that happens, or maybe you want to change your caption to, I love the fact that Charlotte remembers 9/11, or like something.
Charlotte skyline
right,
representing.
Right.
Not because when
do I have to spell it out that much?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm that much of an idiot?
No, but it looks like you're clueless because you posted the wrong skyline.
Do you think that people think that I think that 9/11 happened in Charlotte?
No, I think people just think you uploaded the wrong picture.
Yes.
Really? Even when it's red, white,
buddy,
and blue?
I looked up and down my timeline yesterday. And it was nothing but pictures of the World Trade Center before 9/11 and the Freedom Tower post 9/11. Even the lights, the big lights.
Before the new tower went up, they had the two lights that represented.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody posted like
Charlotte?
A picture of
their skyline.
Downtown Houston without mentioning that it was Houston.
I don't know. I bet like if...
it's creative.
I bet that people in Paris lit up the Eiffel Tower in remembrance of 9/11. I bet people took photos of that and posted it. They said, hey, you know.
I get it. And I love our skyline. It just caught me as funny because as soon as I saw it, I go, what the heck did he upload the wrong picture? Because everybody uploads New York City.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I didn't want to do that.
I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be different. In fact,
just tell us you're going to be different. Spell it out for us.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm going against the grain on this one.
Being different here. All right. Okay, buddy. Well, anyway, obviously, we're not taking anything that happened on 9/11 lightly.
No,
I just thought it was funny that Roy posted the picture of the wrong uptown.
Thank you for my jingle.
There you go. Congratulations. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Figuring out the world one step at a time.